由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We're glad that you have tuned into this broadcast.
我们很开心你今天能够收听天路导向。
And today I want to talk to you about one of the commands of Jesus.
今天呢，我们就想和大家分享一下耶稣给我们的其中一条命令。
But before I get to this, I want to remind you of the fact that it is always good to be thinking about the imminence of the return of Christ.
但是讲这个话题之前，我想讲一个事实，就是我们应该随时做好准备，迎接耶稣基督的再来。
But ultimately, what really matters is how the imminent return of Christ motivates us in life.
因此最重要的问题是耶稣快要再来的事实是对我们的生命有什么影响呢？
Does the fact that Jesus is coming back to take the believers to heaven motivate us to work for Jesus now?
问题就是耶稣再要回来接相信他的人回天堂这个事实，其实对我们有什么影响呢？我们会不会更加紧急地为上帝做工作呢？
Does the fact of Jesus' return motivate us to be faithful and stay busy working for God?
耶稣再要回来，就来回来的事实，会不会激励我们殷勤忠心服侍上帝呢？
Or does the imminent return of Christ cause us to sit down and do nothing?
定是耶稣就来回来，所以我们可以无所事事在等他回来呢？
That is the question that has occupied the minds of believers for 2,000 years.
各位听众朋友，其实这个问题在2000年来一直在困惑着相信耶稣基督的人。
History is full of examples of both groups.
在历史上面呢，持有这两方面的思想呢，即是做事和在这里等的人都有的。
Those who were compelled by the imminent return of Christ to work diligently.
有些人因为耶稣就来回来，所以他殷勤打工。
They used every God-given opportunity.
他们为上帝打工的时候呢，就找紧着上帝给他的每一个机会。
And those who did nothing.
但是又有些人是什么都不做。
In Luke 19:13, Jesus gave us a clear mandate to occupy till he comes.
在路加福音第19章13节那里，耶稣讲了一个比喻，就说我们要做生意等到他回来。
To occupy means to be busy.
什么叫做生意呢？就是要忙碌啊。
In other words, do business till I come.
简单点来讲呢，就是殷勤做工直到我回来的日子。
Or work hard till I come.
或者努力做工直到我回来的日子。
Or give my work your full attention till I come.
亦都可以说是忠于职守直到我回来的日子。
But let me tell you what Luke 19 says.
让我和你讲一下究竟路加福音十九章讲些什么故事呢？
Jesus was telling a story.
原来耶稣同门徒讲紧一个故事。
Listen to the story from Luke 19.
让我们一起来听下路加福音十九章的这个故事。
He said, a man of noble birth went to have himself appointed king and then return.
耶稣说有一个贵族要去远方那里接受王位，然后要回来。
So he called 10 of his servants and he gave them 10 minas.
于是他就叫了十个仆人来，就给了十锭的银给他。
That was about 3 months' wages.
在当时的物价来讲呢，这些钱大概是等于三个月的人工。
Put this money to work, Jesus said, until I come back.
耶稣就说了，拿那些钱去做生意，等到我回来。
Or you can say, invest this money until I return.
或者你可以咁话，就系攞啲钱去投资，等到主人翻嚟。
The rest of the story goes like this.
嗱，跟住个故事系点样讲呢？
Many of the citizens revolted against the king and were taken into judgment.
我哋发现呢，就系有啲人民起嚟反对呢个国王，后嚟咧就受审判啦。
But for those who had received the money or the believers,
但系对于嗰啲攞到钱嘅人，就系指基督徒啊。
Some of them worked hard and invested the money wisely.
有啲人好殷勤咁样做嘢，好有智慧咁样投资佢哋嘅银子。
But some of them did not invest wisely.
亦都有啲人冇好好咁样利用佢哋嘅本钱。
And while the story does not tell us about all of the 10 servants, but only 3,
但系喺度，我哋发现故事系冇话俾我哋听嗰十个仆人全部嘅境况，只系讲咗其中三个人嘅情况。
Those 3 are enough to tell us what Jesus wants us to know.
但系呢三个人嘅例子呢，已经足够表达耶稣呢个比喻嘅意思啦。
What does Jesus want us to know?
究竟耶稣想我哋知乜嘢呢？
That these 3 represent the only 2 possible categories of Christians.
原来这三个人是代表两类的基督徒。
Those who occupied themselves with God's work.
一类就是为上帝尽忠工作的人。
And those who did not.
一类就是不做工的人。
Those who worked hard for the Lord.
一种是为上帝辛勤工作的人。
And those who did not.
一种是缓忽职守的人。
Those who took advantage of the opportunities that God gave them.
一种人是充分利用了上帝赐给他的每一个机会。
And those who did not.
另一种人就什么都不做。
Those who were faithful and those who were not.
一些人是很可靠、很忠心的，一些人就一点都不可靠。
Those who have given themselves and those who did not.
有些人是尽他们所能，但是有些人却是偷懒。
Those who served God with all of their heart and those who did not.
有些人尽心地服侍上帝，另一种人却轻忽随便。
So the first servant returned 100% on the investment.
因此第一个仆人呢，他赚了十倍的钱回来。
The second servant.
第二个人。
Bought 50% return.
他的一定的银子就赚了五定，所以他就赚了五倍。
The third servant returned only the principal amount and no interest whatsoever.
但是第三个仆人呢，他根本没有投资，所以他利息都没有。
My listening friends, listen carefully.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细听我去讲。
In heaven, there are only 2 categories of Christians.
在天国里头是只有两种的基督徒。
There will be rewards for those faithful servants.
第一种就是因为忠心而得着奖赏的仆人。
And then there will be those who will just barely make it to heaven.
而另一种就是刚刚好到那条线，刚刚好得救的人。
Listen to what Paul told the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 3:11.
不如让我们一起来听下保罗在哥林多前书第三章十一节讲的说话。
For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ.
因为那个已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没人能够立其他的根基。
What does that mean?
究竟这句圣经是怎样解呢？
It means that everyone who will make it to heaven,
就是说凡亲能够进入天国的人,
will make it on the foundation of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that's all.
都是建基于耶稣基督死而复活的事实上面，此外再没有其他根基。
No one will get to heaven by good works.
没人能够靠着善行进入天国。
No one will get to heaven by keeping some holy days.
没人能够靠做崇拜、翻崇拜而进入天国。
No one will get to heaven by keeping some rules.
没人可以靠遵守律法进入天国。
No.
没的。
The basis on which you get to heaven is your salvation through Jesus Christ.
只有靠住耶稣基督嘅救恩，人先至能够进入天国。
But when you get to heaven,
但系当你进入天国之后呢？
Your reward will be based on the level of your faithfulness.
你嘅奖赏就要根据你系咪忠心嚟决定。
Your reward will be based on the level of your service.
你嘅奖赏系要基于你点样服侍上帝。
Your reward will be based on the level of your sacrificial giving to the work of the gospel.
你嘅奖赏系根据你为福音奉献咗几多。
Listen to verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 3.
请你听哥林多前书三章十二节嘅说话。
If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light.
如果有人用金、银、宝石、草木、和街在这个根基上面建造各人的工程，最终必然显露，因为在那日的时候，上帝就要将它表明出来。
It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work.
有火是会出现，这个火是要试验每一个人的工程是怎样的。
What is God's word saying to us?
上帝讲这句说话是什么意思呢？
It is saying that if you have not taken the opportunities that God has given you to serve the living God,
就是说如果你没有把握好上帝给你的机会尽忠侍奉他的话，
you will miss out on your reward.
你就会失去你的奖赏。
Those who do nothing with their Christian faith,
对于那些闲懒不结果子的信徒来讲，
On that last day, all they will have to show for their Christian life is the smoke of smoldering hay.
道主再来的日子，他们的工程要好像一堆干草一样被烧掉。
Jesus did not say, just go to church till I come.
耶稣并没有讲过，加入教会直到我回来的日子了。
Jesus did not say, do a lot of talking till I come.
耶稣亦都冇讲过，你高谈阔论直到我翻嚟嘅日子呢。
Jesus did not say, hold hands and sing hymns and do nothing till I come.
耶稣亦都冇讲喺教会里面倾下偈、笑下、唱下歌，直到我翻嚟嘅日子啦。
Jesus did not say, fight among yourselves till I come.
耶稣冇讲你哋彼此争斗，等到我翻嚟啦。
Jesus did not say, debate the finer issues of doctrine till I come.
耶稣又没说你做些神学辩论，辩论到我回来了。
No, he did not say any of that.
不是的，上帝并没有这样跟我们讲过。
He said, occupy till I come.
耶稣乃是跟我们讲，尽忠做事，直到我回来。
Do business till I come.
努力经营，直到我回来。
Work diligently till I come.
殷勤服侍直到我回来。
Be faithful in your use of gifts till I come.
忠心运用上帝给你的恩赐直到我回来。
Share the blessings I have given you till I come.
分享我赐给你的福分直到我回来。
Tell others about me till I come.
忠心去传福音直到我回来。
Serve others till I come.
服侍其他人直到我回来。
Take advantage of the opportunities I have given you till I come.
好好把握每一个机会直到我回来。
Jesus said, give, and it will be given to you.
你付出就必定有收获，这个耶稣讲的。
What does that mean?
究竟是什么意思呢？
It means that God notices your faithfulness and he enlarges your capacity.
原来的意思就是上帝是重视你的忠心，并且扩充你的境界。
And he increases your responsibilities.
而且他要交托给你更加大的责任。
So my listening friend, Jesus said to the man who returned 100% on his investment,
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，我们看到耶稣对那位赚了十倍银子的仆人怎样说呢？
He was appointed over 10 cities.
你有权柄可以管十座城。
And the man who brought 50% return on his investment was appointed over 5 cities.
对于那个赚取五倍银子的人就说你可以管五座城。
But the poor guy who did not return even a little earnings on his gift lost what he had.
但是那个什么都不做的可怜虫啊，他连他本来所有的都失去了。
Please listen to verses 23 to 25 of Luke 19.
让我们一起来听下路加福音第十九章二十三到二十五节，路加福音第十九章第二十三到二十五节，耶稣咁话：你点解唔将我嘅钱交俾银行，等我嚟嘅时候可以连本带利都要翻翻嚟呢？跟住佢就对侧边企住嘅人讲啦，佢就抢咗佢个一锭嘅钱，俾嗰个有十锭钱嘅。跟住啲人就话啦：主啊，佢已经有十锭啦。
You say, this is not fair.
你可能说，喂，不公平哦。
This is not equitable.
有没有搞错啊？怎么会这样的？这么不合理的？
Oh, not at all, my listening friend.
哦，各位亲爱的听众朋友，不需要担心。
Jesus said it over and over again.
耶稣一直在强调的是什么呢？
Those who are faithful with little will be faithful with much.
在小事上面忠心的，在大事上面都忠心。
Once I asked several people this question.
那好多时候呢，我都会问下啲人关于呢条问题的。
What do you think about your heavenly reward?
究竟你对你自己天上面的赏赐，你有啲乜嘢睇法呢？
I had two types of responses.
我通常都收到两种的答案。
One response was, I seldom think about my heavenly reward.
诶，有一种就话，我好少谂有关我天上面赏赐嘅事。
Another response was, I don't serve the Lord for a reward.
另一种答案就话，我根本就唔系为咗得奖赏先至侍奉主嘅。
The truth is, the Bible tells us to look forward to our reward.
其实圣经咧就系想话俾我哋听啊。我们是应该去期待获得奖赏的。
I am looking for and looking forward to and eagerly expecting my reward.
而我自己，我都好希望快点可以拿到我的奖赏啊。
The Bible tells us about 5 crowns that we may expect for serving the Lord.
各位听众朋友，圣经话俾我哋听，原来服侍上帝嘅人可以期待五种嘅冠冕。
I'll tell you more about these 5 crowns in the next message.
喺下一次嘅信息里头，我会详细同你分享究竟乜嘢系五种嘅冠冕呢？
I don't want you to miss it.
我唔希望你会错过呢集嘅节目。
Please tune in next time so you can hear this message on the 5 crowns.
希望你下次准时收听天路导向，我就会同你分享五样嘅冠冕啦。
Because Jesus taught us about the importance of receiving rewards.
因为耶稣教导我哋咧，原来要接受奖赏呢样嘢系好重要嘅。
Jesus himself taught us to look forward to the reward, as we see here in Luke 19.
如果我们看下路加福音第十九章，就会知道耶稣亲自教导我们，我们要期待获得奖赏的。
Listen to Hebrews 6:10-12.
让我们一起来看下圣经新约希伯来书六章十到十二节。
God is not unjust.
因为上帝并非不公义的。
He will not forget your work and the love that you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them.
上帝唔会忘记你哋所做嘅工作，唔会忘记你哋为佢嘅名去显出嚟嘅爱心，就系先前去侍候佢嘅圣徒，而家仍然喺度帮助紧佢哋。
He wants each of you to show this same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure.
佢愿意。你哋每一个人继续都显出咁样嘅殷勤，让到你哋系有满足嘅指望，即系有稳妥嘅指望，一直直到永远。
We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised.
我哋唔想你成为一个懒惰嘅人，唔想你成为懈怠嘅人，但系你却要效法嗰啲凭信心同埋忍耐去承受上帝应许嘅人。
My listening friend, I think all of us work hard on our jobs.
亲爱嘅听众朋友，我谂我哋每一个人都努力做好我哋嘅工作。
And that's very good.
呢样嘢非常好噶。
A student studies hard for a test.
嗱，如果学生你是为了考出好的成绩而努力读书的话。
And that's very good.
好的。
A mother works hard to see her children do well in life.
妈妈尽力管教自己的儿女，让到他们将来可以成才。
And that's very good.
非常好。
A craftsman works hard to master the skills of his trade.
工匠为了熟练地掌握他的技能而做刻苦的训练。
And that's very good.
非常好的。
We all want to win in the game of life, right?
我们每一个人都希望有成功的人生，是不是？
What Jesus is saying is this.
耶稣在这里的意思究竟是想说什么呢？
Work as diligently in my kingdom as you work in your world.
我们要为天国的事业殷勤，就好像你为地上面的事业殷勤一样。
Work with that same intensity when it comes to my work as you do for yours.
为我去尽忠，就好像你为到自己的工作去尽忠一样。
Jesus said, occupy till I come.
耶稣说，你要努力做好你的工作，直到我回来的日子。
Many of you are listening today, probably saying,
如果你听了今天的信息，我很希望你这样做出回应。
I want to put away laziness and slothfulness and work diligently for the Lord.
我不想再偷懒了，我不想再在这里歇了，我想殷勤服侍上帝。
I want to stop being occupied with silly, unproductive arguments and serve my Lord.
我要放弃那些毫无意义的辩论了，我要起来服侍上帝了。
I want to take up the cross and diligently serve and sacrificially give and faithfully work.
我要背起上帝的十字架，要殷勤服侍上帝，走一条牺牲的道路了。
My listening friend, that's exactly the longing of the heart of Jesus.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，这个正正就是上帝的心意啊。
And he wants to help you be faithful.
而上帝是想帮助你忠心的服侍。各位听众朋友，希望你要知道上帝的心意，就是你不想你再懒散，不想你再偷懒，日日在无所事事，这件事是不好的。上帝要我们去努力为他作工，直到他来。而这个作工是什么呢？就是要背负起上帝那个宝贵的十字架，就是去担起他的肩担，一起去同走这个窄路，去传扬他的福音，令到回到来的时候你又可以交账。所以呢，今天在节目尾声的时候呢，我想送上一首歌给你。这首歌呢叫做 The Old Rugged Cross， 就是宝贵的十字架。希望我们一起去担起这个宝贵的十字架，肩负起它，并且同走上主的道路。
On a hill far away,Stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world
my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a
各位听众朋友，我们刚刚听过这首叫做《古旧十架歌》，在里面希望我们一起去珍重上帝赐给我们的这个宝贵的十字架，我们一起去肩负它，同走这条路程。这条路程就是什么呢？就是好像我刚才这样讲，就是要在耶稣基督回来之前去努力作工。其实每一个基督徒都应该努力作工的，无论在你的工作岗位，在你读书，在你的家庭，在任何的地方，你都应该努力作工，因为我们在世上面努力工作亦都是荣耀上帝的其中一个方式。另外我们亦都要懂得爱我们的邻舍如同自己。在这里希望大家都能够好好地去学校上帝教导我们的事，亦都欢迎你写信给我万峰或者给麦克牧师，我们会很开心和你联络，并且去更加了解你的生命，和你一起去分享充满喜乐充满恩典的人生。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，下次天路导向再会。